Yeah.
You know, what we define as date night means mm-hmm. that we are going to exercise together. Not watching TV tonight, but date night for us is we're going to go exercise.
Wow, you're the E word.
Powerful experience for us.
The E word. That's almost like blasphemy to some people.
Well, I mean, many people have forgotten that, you know, movement is a critical part of the human body. We were created to move. And yet, our society has made it very difficult for people to exercise.
Yeah.
You know, we are so dependent on cars. We're so dependent on transportation. But there's a lot of ways that people can improve the amount of movement that they have. I'm a great believer in wearing a step counter. A pedometer, a step counter is a very a wonderful tool to just give you a measure of how much movement you have in the course of a day.
You're not talking about just getting up from the couch to turn the television on and or off and back on, are you?
No, I'm talking about trying to have a significant number of steps. And whatever you do right now is fine. We're not going to chastise you about that. But if you could probably, whoever you are, if you could just increase your steps by about 2,000 steps a day, that would make a huge difference.
That's about 25% probably.
Well, I mean, actually, there's a movement out there that's called taking 10,000 steps. The problem mm-hmm. with 10,000 steps is the average American only takes 5,000 steps.
Right.
So you're telling people to double their exercise. That's probably not going to happen.
That's right,
but
yeah.
Whatever it is, I don't care what it is, if you're only taking 2,000 steps a day right now, which is roughly a mile, then we're going to add another 2,000 steps. You can do that. And yeah. I mean, you can do that by parking as far away as possible from the grocery store, not as close, walking up one flight of stairs rather than taking the elevator. That there are many, many ways you could easily increase by 2,000 steps, but you got to know where you start, and that's why we're great believers in step counters.
Well, you have dealt with so many aspects of this, putting on compassion, on kindness, putting on humility, on gentleness, patience, forgiveness. You know, we're right at the end of the program, but, Doc, this matter of forgiveness is huge. And if a person, Jesus said, if you will not forgive those who trespass against you, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Well, that has terrible eternal consequences, but there are terrible temporal consequences as well. And my understanding from the medical profession is that failure to forgive, which results in bitterness and so on, can actually cause severe forms of arthritis, crippling forms of arthritis, and other problems. So there is a connectedness between body, soul, and spirit, isn't there?
There absolutely is. That's what this book, Health Here You Can Live With, is all about.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've been a blessing, and I trust that God will continue to prosper your labors. And friends, remember, you are the beginning of the healthcare system. You. Not the government, not your doctor, you. Healthcare you can live with. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put this hardbound book in your hands. Very encouraging. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, so do it. Get off the couch and do it. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. You can even be healthy by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the...
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Michael Kaufman. And certainly before we get to Michael, I want to talk a little bit about the State of the Union message. Now, it was skillfully crafted delivery. The politicians said exactly what you wanted to hear. We want jobs. We want pride in America. We want competition. We want America to be the best. But ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what he said? We're going to have 80% of our energy produced by green energy, by alternative energy. What President Obama declared tonight is he is going to deindustrialize America. He's going to run the cost of electricity up. He's going to create green jobs in China, because China is the largest producer of solar panels. Recently, Evergreen, one of the three largest producers of solar panels, only three major producers here in the United States. They were, I believe, in Vermont or Massachusetts. I forgot which one. And I believe Massachusetts had given them $46 million a subsidy to locate there, and they put in the plant. And then they just closed their plant and moved to Red China. Why? Because in Red China, what China would give them a very subsidized loans they may or may not have to pay back. They would subsidize their production, lower production costs. And so, Barack Obama is going to create jobs. But those jobs are going to be in China. And, of course, they're going to be producing windmills. Certainly, one of the largest windmill producers is in China, General Electric. The largest producer is beginning to move its production facilities to China. Barack Obama is going to create jobs. He just didn't tell you where those jobs were. In Spain, where they actually have done a lot of this foolishness, one of the major reasons they're having so many financial problems is because of their green or alternative energy programs. And basically, you deindustrialize the society, you lose about two good-paying jobs for every one job you get. Of course, the jobs with the installing the solar panels, they're only temporary. The jobs installing the windmills in America are only temporary. We have an efficient means of producing power today. We have unlimited supplies of gold, pardon me, of coal, and certainly of natural gas and oil here in America. But they won't let us develop it. They won't let us develop Anwar. They won't let us develop the North Slope of Alaska. They won't let us develop the Bakken reserves. They won't let us have nuclear power. We subsidize nuclear power plants being produced over there, guarantee the loans for the nuclear power plants being produced by Westinghouse in China, but they won't let us have nuclear power plants here. Barack Obama is going to create jobs in China. He's going to continue transferring American production facilities overseas. It was a beautiful speech, but of course you have to understand that the purpose of the Kyoto Protocol, which he was basically going to fulfill, the purpose of the Kyoto Protocol is to deindustrialize our nation, impoverish our people. Dr. Michael Kaufman, did you hear the speech?
I did not hear the speech. I had decided we were going to take my wife out for a date, and we got back afterwards and had been listening to the analysis, and it's been very interesting. I knew what he was going to say, and apparently that's exactly what he did say. It was basically potboiler material that he was going to promise the world.
A world of ashes, a world, of course, continued decline of America. Well, Michael, you go right ahead.
One of the things that really I thought was encouraging, at least from a political standpoint, we need to get beyond politics tonight, but from a political standpoint, is that Fox News followed that up with some interviews and some live interviews with Frank Luntz, who had these focus groups. And out of the focus groups of about 26 people, 13 Democrats, 13 Republicans, and the 13 were Obama supporters, only four at the end said that they would vote for him again. That was stunning. That was stunning. I think the man has been exposed. He is basically a person who just can speak eloquently and so forth and make you believe that he has it all together, and people are beginning to realize that he does not. He has no solutions. He's driving this country right into the ground economically, and they've had enough. Luntz asked them several times, for those specifically who voted for Obama, what didn't you like about the speech? And they said, you cannot believe him. He's done nothing but lie. That's very powerful statements for people who voted for this man.
I think it really is, and it's unfortunate, but it's Barack. They have to understand there's a powerful spiritual force behind Obama. He was certainly a follower of Saul Alinsky, and if you haven't read Saul Alinsky's book, The Rules for Radicals, it's dedicated to Lucifer. Dedicated to Lucifer. We read the writings of the Luciferians, and certainly Corrine McLaughlin, long associated with the Lucius Trust, used to be, of course, affiliated with the Lucifer Publishing House, and Corrine McLaughlin has wrote in an essay we quote and have available that the people who agree with her religiously, philosophically, had been praying for years for the election of Barack Obama. Most people didn't even know who he was, but they knew who he was. I mean, the people, of course, and in Corrine McLaughlin's latest book, Practical Visionary, she talks praiseworthy about Barack Obama. What people look at this from a political point of view and an ideological point of view, but they totally ignore the spiritual forces which are energizing Barack Obama, and I believe bringing God's judgment on America, as God is going to wreak his vengeance and allow the destruction of this nation because we've turned against God.
I would certainly agree with that. It's one of the things that we have talked about on your programs in the past, is that there's two levels to this particular war. One of them is in the physical level that we saw some of it tonight. But the other, as you have just eloquently said, is at the spiritual level.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we were just talking about the spiritual element behind this. Certainly, tonight you saw politics. Tonight you saw a clever, very clever politician, very eloquent speaker, saying a lot of things that were not true. He knows that when you go to green energy, you destroy this nation. He knows that the 80% of our energy coming from green energy will deindustrialize America. He tells young people to become teachers, and yet they're laying off teachers all across America. He talks about the bright and a future we're going to have, or the real, of course, agenda is to transfer our jobs, transfer our wealth, transfer our technology to other countries, but he's not going to tell you that. But the occultists know it, those who hate America, and they write openly and praising Barack Obama. But go right ahead. Let's get to the subject you'd like to talk about, Michael.
Well, maybe what we can do is, not say what you said about 80% of our energy coming from green energy. This is an area in which I have a great deal of expertise. I'm a scientist, and for the number of years I was actually conducting a multi-million-dollar research effort into acid rain and global climate change. So I'm very, very familiar with this particular subject, have actually looked very closely into the alternative green energy that he is talking about. And right now in Europe, it's collapsing. It is literally disintegrating before their eyes because they cannot afford it. They have economic problems, and every nation that has it is withdrawing its special funding, all of its goodies and benefits to support the green energy process that has been ongoing there for at least 6 to 7 years. In Spain, it's been over 10 years. It's utterly failed, utterly, utterly, utterly failed. And we knew that going in because you cannot produce electricity when the wind isn't blowing, and you cannot produce electricity when the sun isn't shining. It's as simple as that. It is unreliable. There is no way that it's ever going to produce more than a small percentage, I mean a very small percentage, of our energy supply because it's unreliable. Not until we have battery technology that can hold the energy that it's producing when it does produce energy so that it could be available when it's not producing energy is it ever going to be even begin to be feasible. And right now it's 2 to 5 times more expensive than coal-produced energy, than even when it is working properly, And as a consequence, as President Obama himself has said verbally, that it's necessarily going to cause energy prices to skyrocket.
And that's what it's all about. It's going to be to drive energy-dependent industry out of America so we lose more jobs. It's just like the whole idea of we've got to have these new mercury light bulbs. Why do we have mercury light bulbs? Because they burn less electricity? No, they cost about $4 for each one of those. They have to subsidize them to get them down to $1 each. And, of course, the only way they save the only way they last longer is if you just leave them on all the time. You turn them off and on, they burn out sooner than regular light bulbs. But they can't tell the American people that. But they're almost all produced in China. This is all about transferring American jobs to China. But we can't tell the common American people that. The real goal is to transfer production, giving up the incandescent light bulbs and produce the mercury light bulbs in China. Much more expensive, much more dangerous, but that's all right. They have an agenda, and that's to transfer production to China. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, of course, none of it makes sense.
You're right. In fact, they have been actively doing that for at least 40 or 50 years, because we have basically been deindustrialized. All of our middle class has been moved overseas to plants in China or Mexico or elsewhere, because of the extreme and sometimes unbelievable idiocy of regulations that have no bearing whatsoever. Most people don't realize that there is about 60 to 80,000 pages of new regulations that are posted every single year. 60 to 80,000. Last year was 63,000 pages. This means that company lawyers and so forth have to sit there and go through all of those that pertain to their particular industry, which is usually in the tens of thousands, if not more. And you talk about small businesses, you know, the ma and pa that maybe employs 50 or 60 people. How can they possibly wade through all of these new rules and regulations every single year and stay afloat? They can't. They can't. And that's what's burying us right now, is this just unbelievable bureaucracy that we have created through not only big laws, but the pen of bureaucrats who just cannot hold themselves back from taking a small little law and expanding it into a huge bureaucracy for them to administer.
And I thought it was so interesting tonight when Barack Obama said that they wanted to do away with unnecessary government regulations that were driving businesses out of business. And yet, of course, it was he who, in the Obama health care bill, I like to call it the Kevorkian health care bill, but there's a stipulation there that if a business buys more than $600 of products from somebody else, they have to, first of all, get their Social Security number, and then they have to submit some sort of a form to the government. Well, we have a mail-order business, and we buy $600 worth from lots of people, you know, and then we turn around and sell them. We have to send in a form on every one of those purchases. To the federal government, we have to get the people's Social Security number and include it on the form and pay somebody and be sure, you know, how much we bought, you know. Was it $550 or was it $610? And there are constantly more forms to fill out. He says one thing, he does another, and the most frightening thing he said was, and we are going to simplify the income tax. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember that Tax Simplification Act of 1986, which Ronald Reagan put through, made it much more difficult, and of course it was the biggest tax increase we'd ever had. Yeah. But of course we couldn't let the American people know that, and we're supposed to believe Ronald Reagan cut taxes. He did cut the taxes for the wealthy, but the biggest increase in taxes where they doubled Social Security and Medicare in 1986, and that, of course, was not for the wealthy. It was for the largest tax increase that the private people have ever had, the low-income people, was under the Reagan watch. But go right ahead.
You know, you're right. And both sides of the aisle, basically, have been involved in this for decades and decades. We are seeing the Republican Party basically taking over by the progressive mentality. It's just not as strong as it is within the Democratic Party. And the progressives, I've after analyzing them, and you may think differently, most of them are just being used as useful idiots. Just like Stalin said back in his day, you have a bunch of people out there that are half-wits, that really don't understand what's going on, but want power, want notoriety, and so forth, and they will go along with the flow just to get it. And this is what's happening with most of the progressives. But there are some, as we were talking about earlier, when you get down to the spiritual side, there are those who know what they're doing, and they're doing evil, and they know they are doing evil, and they are destroying this country in the process.
And they know very well, of course, that they can destroy this country by bankrupting this country, and that's exactly why they've given all these entitlements and expanded the Social Security, which was never supposed to control, cover disability or the relatives or, you know, the dependents of people who were disabled or died. Basically, they intend to destroy Social Security. Then they intend to destroy Medicare. I mean, there's so much waste in Medicare. And the reason that the hospital bills are so expensive is because of government regulations, and because the doctor has to, on threat of going to prison, has to bill you an exorbitant rate, because he's got to bill you the same rate he bills a Medicare patient. The only trouble is that Medicare maybe only pay a quarter of it. But the doctor is going to have to try to get you to pay the full sum of money. I mean, we're talking about really horrible, I mean, $400, say, for an office visit. Well, the doctor has to do that to get maybe $80 out of Social Security for a consultation, but he's got to charge you the $400. And it's all fun and games. It's all manipulated. If you really sit down and analyze it, the reason the cost of health care is so high is because of government. There's no problem facing health care delivery and medicine today that a new government program or the FDA won't make worse. There are treatments for cancer. They're being effectively suppressed. And people are dying totally unnecessarily. Slow, agonizing deaths. And we'll do some more information, give you information on that if you want it. The treatments are out there, but they don't want them being used. They want to waste money on drugs, $40,000 a month to prolong your life, 3 or 4 months if you have a terminal breast cancer. Come on now. Go right ahead, Michael.
You know, you're right. We had a doctor's appointment a couple of weeks ago, and I had to spend another 10 minutes in the doctor's office, and the doctor had to spend the 10 minutes there filling out new forms for the new medical plan that Obama's putting in place. 10 minutes. You add that up for all the patients in the day, and his costs are skyrocketing right out through the ceiling, let alone the time that the patient itself, himself or herself, has to spend extra. It is so bad that if Congress did nothing but revoke laws that were passed over the last 2 years, they would do a world of good, and I think you would see our economy just take off.
I agree with you totally, but they want to destroy the economy. Remember Barack Obama was in Reverend Wright's church there for years, and Reverend Wright hated America. He would say, GD America, GD America, GD America. And Barack Obama sat in that church for 20 years under the tutelage of a man who hated America. Why would he do that? Is it possible that Barack Obama hates America as well? Is it possible that his various legislation that he's passing is intended to bankrupt this nation? Is it possible that the Obama health care bill will destroy our nation? He said, a health care insurance company can't refuse to take somebody who's seriously ill as a patient. That's like saying a fire company has to take somebody whose house is on fire. Go right ahead.
You're right. It has been a long process, but the one thing that the Obama administration has done, it's just not Obama himself, it's all the czars that surround him.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity.
There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
A catalyst for a lot of discussion, and I would certainly agree with everything that you're saying. In fact, as I read financial analysts from all over the world here the last month and a half, it is doom and gloom. In fact, most of them at this particular point in time that I have trusted because they have been right on in the past are saying now there's really no way that we can escape it. I hope there is. I hope they're wrong. They hope they're wrong. But at the same time, we are past, almost past, if we're not past, we're almost past the point of no return where we start slipping on that slippery slide of inflation, because it is, China has to adjust its real value on its whatever yen or whatever it is that the currency is. And when that happens, there are going to be trillions of dollars dumped on the world market. And when that happens, the dollar is going to start crashing. I don't see, people need to be aware that we could be in a year from now, I hope I'm wrong, we could be in a year from now in a point where the dollar's worth maybe 1 cent of what it is right now. It could be that bad. It may not be. Let's hope it's not. But I think we need to prepare ourselves spiritually as well as financially as best we can. And I know many of us in the listening audience don't have two nickels to rub together now.
and it's going to be very difficult. But it's going to be a time where if you believe in Christ, you need to be able to depend on Him, because I have seen Him do phenomenal things in the past, because I have not been, I've not had a salary now for 20 years, more than 20 years. And He has made provisions that I could have never thought would ever happen. So you've got to get yourself prepared spiritually to go through this and survive and be part of God's solution and not part of His problem.
Amen. I have seen equally amazing things happen that you could not explain logically, but certainly we're not dealing with logic. We're dealing with a God, all-knowing, all-caring, and when you're in His going in the direction He wants you to, why, He will sustain you.
Yes. He won't make it comfortable, but He'll sustain you.
That's right. We started out, this is just a little aside, but we started out in 1994, and we set up something called the Radio Liberty Family of Supporters. And within about, I'd say a year and a half, we had about 300 regular supporters. And, this is really great. It's going to grow and grow. And it's never grown and grown and grown. We have a lot more listeners, but as far as the faithful supporters, we have a few more, but nothing like we had. And I suddenly come to the conclusion, God doesn't want us to grow that large. He wants us to do just what we're doing. And when He wants us to, He'll open the door. So I don't get the discouraged at all. I mean, I've seen some of the most amazing things happen to help us get started. And we're still here. That's the important thing. And we have an opportunity to get the truth out. And, of course, we have a message. It's basically that there's a spiritual battle going on. There really are demonic and supernatural forces on the other side. The Gnostic religion is certainly one of the most prevalent religions in America, in the world today. And this is almost never mentioned by our religious leaders. Why don't they know? Don't they understand? Don't they understand the symbology on the back of the dollar bill? Don't they understand the symbology? If you go to Washington, D.C., you'll see the occult emblems every place. You see them every day.
Yeah.
But you don't recognize them because you're not supposed to. You can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and we got a whole section on occult emblems. And certainly you go to Washington, D.C., you'll see all the signs of the zodiac. You'll see the demonic figures chiseled in stone there. You'll see the pictures of George Washington becoming a god, the apotheosis of George Washington. There's another a statue of him actually becoming a god. That comes right out of the book of Genesis. That's what Lucifer told Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
But the average individual doesn't know. Nobody's ever going to point out to you. In fact, you'll learn a lot more about Washington, D.C. by reading Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol, where he talks about so much of this occult symbology in Washington, D.C. Now, basically, of course, he thinks it's all good because, of course, he's a very much pro-Masonic, and they are doing a wonderful job. The Masons have a secret that's going to preserve our freedom and, of course, transform society. And he gets into the whole idea of noetic sciences, and there is a division of noetic sciences, of academy up there and around Petaluma here in California, where, of course, they're into this use of the mind to transform the world and to transform reality. And but the book is really very good. It will tell you about the apotheosis of George Washington. You'll never hear about that elsewhere. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, let's get down to some examples and so forth of what we're concerned about. Back in the November-December lame duck session of Congress, we were all very concerned that some pretty bad bills were going to be passed. And there was one, the health bill, the food safety bill, I should say, S-510. Reid basically did an underhanded effort, slipped it into another bill, and got it passed that way. But many of the bills that we were really afraid of, the omnibus budget bill and so forth, didn't get passed. And just as everybody...
Hold that thought, Michael. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we bring all of our stations back on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're just talking about all the new regulations that are out there. And certainly after everybody had gone home for the Christmas holidays, by the czars. Barack Obama has far more czars than the Russian czar had, the Russian government had, you know, before the Russian Revolution. And these czars passed all sorts of new regulations dealing with wild land, certainly taking, I don't know how many million acres or millions and millions of acres of government land and making it into wildlife. And a lot of this is grazing land that certainly the ranchers are dependent on it, but nothing can be on it. Certainly, they're not even allowed to go onto this land that they've leased for, leased for generations. All of this is aimed at destroying agriculture in America, driving up the cost of beef and driving up the cost of really of everything. Government regulations are designed to strangle our economy, and just as they were designed in Russia to just strangle the economy. And then, of course, they are certainly declaring carbon dioxide a pollutant, and Dr. Kaufman points out, this is the most absurd thing in the world. Carbon dioxide is an essential part of the chain of life. We've had much higher levels of carbon dioxide before, and the reason it's gone up at all, I believe, is because of we had a period of global warming, and of course, when you have global warming, why it drives the carbon dioxide out of solution in the oceans, and just like heating up a bottle of Coke and the carbon dioxide comes out of solution. Well, suddenly now we're going into a period of global cooling, and if you don't believe it, just look around you today. But before we get on, Michael, and we've got a couple of callers, I do want you to go ahead and get out your website, tell people how to get in touch with your ministry.
Well, the key one is right now is we've just published a new book that is turning out to be a very, very well-liked book, even by liberals, believe it or not. It's called Rescuing a Broken America, and it defines what has happened, why we're so deeply divided, why that is so dangerous, who has done it, how it's been done, and some solutions at the end of the book. And if you're interested, I even have that in DVD format as well, and you can go to rescuingamericabook.com, rescuingamericabook.com. Our Christian website is discerningtoday.org. It's discerningtoday.org, and you'll find a lot of reference materials on that that'll be very useful, I believe, in helping you understand what's going on.
And I think it really is an excellent book, Rescuing a Broken America. Well, let's quickly go to Ray here, and after that, we take the two callers we have, and then after that, we just want to give Michael a chance to talk about Rescuing a Broken America, because he really gets into what's going on behind the scenes. And if you just look at what the problems, well, you can't understand the solutions. You have to understand who is doing it and why, and it really all has to do with globalism, an elite group that want to rule the world. Ray, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Yes, Michael, I believe that not only we're having this problem with transporting our industrial might to China, but over here they're producing electric cars that are absolutely incredibly, it's incredible, the usage of electricity, the very fact is that the Tesla motors, they found that in order to keep these cars charged, they'd be burning out power grids in Palo Alto and throughout the whole Bay Area.
But see, that's wonderful. If you can burn out the power grid, then you can shut down industrial development. Right? If you understand that, it all makes sense. And basically, they're going to drive up the cost of electricity so high that you're not going to be able to afford to go very quiet in your car.
No,
that's very true.
Yeah,
it's very true. The cost of electricity could go up 100% in the next year. It could be that bad. If what the EPA is doing right now is put into effect.
And remember, they have installing the smart meters for dumb people all across the world. Smart meters for dumb people, because it's all an excuse to regulate your electricity, to regulate your use of appliances, and to drive the cost of electricity up. That's what it's about. When you understand it, it all makes sense. Anything else, Ray?
One more comment. I find it very... I voted for Obama. I'm not a liberal. I'm an independent. I voted for him because I thought he was going to change things. But,
shame on you.
I did. And, I found him to be a liar, totally and thoroughly, and a despicable man, really, in my view, considering all the people that are suffering the outcome of what Bush had done and, of course, what he did. And I find now what is most appalling to hear Bush and Cheney lauding him on his policies in Afghanistan.
But you have to understand that, Ray, it's all political theater. They're all controlled by exactly the same people. Dick Cheney controlled George Bush. He was Dick Cheney's trilateral commission. And, of course, it's a trilateralist commission who is around Obama. People do not understand. He is simply a figurehead. You voted for a figurehead who is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. But look, I understand why you voted for Obama. Really, of course, I could not vote for Obama. I couldn't vote for John McCain either, and I will tell you, I didn't vote for either one of them, but at least I voted for a man of principle. We're going to have to start voting for people of principle. God bless. Thanks so much, Ray. And let's go to Tony, who's calling us from San Jose. Tony, you got a quick comment, a question?
Well, what you were saying made me think of Disraeli. And I forget that quote about how people don't know what's really going on behind the curtain.
World is ruled by far different people than those who are not aware of what's going on. My dear Coningsby, it comes from Coningsby.
No, thank you very much. I'll keep this short if I can, but I saw some videos today. First time I ever heard Charles Manson speak. Maybe other people have. But he was interviewed. I watched the several YouTube videos today on Alex Jones, and this guy sounds just like Al Gore. I'm totally shocked. I mean, it's like, but that's not why I called. What I wanted to say was, Dr. Stan, you really remind me of Gideon in the Bible, and you're talking about the influence of your show, and like at first when Gideon got together his whole band, I think he had like 30,000 men. And then he said, all of you have wives or whatever, got something to do, go home. And then there was like 10,000 men. And then he said, well, if you've got something better to do, just go. But then finally it was, all of you who are afraid, go home. And after he said, all of you who are afraid, go home, he had 300. And I think your show is kind of like the 300. I mean, it's like the people who aren't afraid and want to be involved. And, I love you. That's all I got to say.
Oh, let me give you the exact, and I appreciate that, Tony. Let me give you the exact quotation from Coningsby. So you see, my dear Coningsby, that the world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes. Benjamin Disraeli wrote that about 1840 in a book called Coningsby. God bless. Tony, I appreciate your words of encouragement. And remember, of course, Gideon won the battle with a small group of men, but he didn't really win it. God won the battle. Gideon and his men just followed God's direction.
Well, you are my reminder of Gideon, because that's who I believe you are. I mean, you're like Gideon. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before. I might be the first.
You are the first. God bless and thanks so much, Tony. Bye. Okay, fine, Michael. You were going ahead. You were talking about these crazy regulations that have been put in to declare CO2 a pollutant. Now, basically, of course, if they cut down on CO2, you cut it down far enough, everybody would die. You have to have CO2 because, of course, the vegetation is dependent upon that.
But yes, and it's really a shortage for the vegetation. We can increase food production and ecosystem health tremendously, at least by 40 to 50% for food production and ecosystem health tremendously if we were to double the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere or even triple it. And there is no physiological harm to anything else, including human beings. The whole thing about this global warming is trumped up. There is not a shred of empirical scientific evidence to support it.
But
not a shred.
The real threat is to certainly the carbon credits and Al Gore's income, because, of course, he was into this whole idea of carbon credits, buying and selling. He stands to make hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on this. It's a scam. It's, of course, he's done it with the help of the media. So the threat is to Al Gore's income, not to you and I. But, think of poor Al, you know. He's worked so hard. Doesn't he deserve to be rewarded for his fine work? Go right ahead.
But the EPA has gone ahead and has issued these new regulations. Now, the Clean Air Act itself calls for regulation of any entity that puts out more than 250 tons of this regulated pollutant, any carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and so forth, a year, which is a building generally of just several thousand square feet. It's nothing really of a big building, big business. In fact, there would be hundreds of thousands of businesses that would ultimately be involved in being regulated by the EPA if it were 250 tons per year. So they magnanimously, and this is what it was treated by the press, isn't the EPA wonderful because now they have increased the minimum minimum emissions to 25,000 tons from the 250. That brings it down to about 15,000 different entities. All of them are power plants, are refineries, refractors, that type of thing across the country. And what they have done, and this is what their goal was the whole time, is this classic Hegelian dialectic of making it look so horrifying that when you actually go back and do what they wanted to in the first place, everybody breathes a sigh of relief. But it puts in the hands of the federal government, the ability to produce energy in this country, and that's what they have wanted all along, is the ability to control our energy production here in this country. Because without energy, as you have said many times in this last hour, that we will not have an economy. Simple as that. It's deindustrialization. And if you were to put in 80% green energy, you would have to basically go back to the horse and buggy, because there is no way you can have the kind of society that we have today and have 80% of the energy produced by the green energy concept. It just would be physically impossible. There is absolutely no way that can happen.
And they'd even object to the horse because it exhales carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
And methane, you know. And produces methane. But ladies and gentlemen, this is so ridiculous. And that is what Barack Obama said, if you listen to him. Basically, of course, I don't know. I did not hear the commentary. Maybe somebody did hear the commentary afterwards, if anybody commented on that. But that was the most significant thing he said. He said, we are going to, in effect, enforce the Kyoto Protocol, deindustrialize America, impoverish the American people, and you'll have jobs. I don't know what the jobs are going to be. You know, get training as a teacher. They're laying off teachers. Get training, you know, in certainly electronics. But, of course, most of those jobs are going to be over in China. Maybe you can go to China or India. That's where the jobs are going to be, because we are going to send them over there. But, of course, we can't tell the American people the truth. We've got to make them feel good. We've got to start out praising John Boehner, the House Majority Leader, and then we start the program praising him. We conclude praising him. We're just hoping we can snooker him into going along with our agenda. And I hope and pray they can't. Go right ahead.
I would totally agree with that, because the other thing that they were doing, we all know that they have put this moratorium on drilling offshore. So they have killed our offshore oil supply. because there is a tremendous amount available there, but it's no longer going to be there because the whole equipment facilities necessary to do the drilling is now in other parts of the world, so they're not going to come back. And then the largest fossil fuel deposit, if you want to call it fossil fuel, I'm not going to get into that story, but the largest oil and natural gas deposit in the world by orders of magnitude, many orders of magnitude, is in the Rocky Mountains, northern Rocky Mountains, in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah. And they have the ability to supply enough energy for American use at current uses, current levels of use, for over 500 years. This is readily available at current market prices. And we're using technology that does very little environmental damage. In 2009, Congress passed the Omnibus Lands Management Bill, that locked up about 20% of this shale oil. With this creation of wild lands by the BLM, I don't know where these are going to go. They haven't defined them yet. But watch and see where they go, and chances are that they're going to lock up most of the rest of this oil that's in the shale. And what I'm beginning to suspect, is that they're using that oil deposit as collateral for our debt to China.
And, of course, we have the Bakken Reserve up there in Dakota and Montana.
Right.
We've got the massive deposits there and the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. Why can't we do that? Because, of course, if we were to develop the oil, the price of oil would plummet. I mean, there's so much oil around. The price of oil would plummet, certainly. I've talked to people who worked in the oil industry, and they said they confirmed Lindsay Williams' story of massive deposits off the North Slope there, far larger than anything they have in Saudi Arabia, two or three times as large. But people don't understand. The environmental movement started out being financed by the oil companies. Why would they finance the oil companies that keep the... Why would the oil companies finance the environmental movement? Keeping the development of oil? Why? So they can keep the price up. Because they can use it against their competitors, so you can't have wildcatters out there. If we developed our oil, the price would plummet. Would you rather, if you were an oil company, have shortages, or would you rather have excess? And I think the answer should be pretty self-evident. Go right ahead, Michael.
I would agree with that, but I really think there's even a more diabolical reason, and that is because we have a $14 trillion debt. And you remember when Secretary of State Clinton went over to China a year and a half ago to beg them to keep giving us money on our debt? I think it's primarily she promised them they're going to have access to our natural resources, and that's our collateral. And they're locking it up just for that specific reason.
And that, I'm sure, is a large part of this. But one thing we can be sure of, ladies and gentlemen, these people want to destroy America. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. There are those who hate America. And basically, if we deindustrialize America, what will happen to the jobs? Where do you think the money's going to come from to take care of the elderly? Well,
yeah,
they've already got a program for that. There are not going to be so many elderly in the future. Especially, that's a subject for another evening. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Kaufman, the book, Rescuing a Broken America. Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, one of the things in the book that we go into, we've talked a little bit about the problem here tonight, and we go into a lot of solutions, and I think we saw...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
compliment on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
VA and these various alphabet soup agencies from taking away our freedom. Rescuing a Broken America not only is an excellent analysis of what's going on in the globalist movement and the organized effort to destroy America. We must understand these people know what they're doing, and there are secret organizations, covert organizations out there. Their goal is to shift America's wealth to other countries and to use the environmental movement, of course, to destroy this nation. We can't let them because we've got no place to go. The whole world rests upon what's happening here. We've interviewed Lord Monckton several times. He's a peer member of the House of Lords. But Lord Monckton, last time I talked to him, commented that he carries a copy of the American Constitution with him because he recognizes, as do people throughout the world, that the final battle for the survival of Christian civilization is not in England. It's here in America. So I hope that you'll want to join this. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to flee. I'm going to go here, there, or elsewhere. No, the battle is here, ladies and gentlemen. And we either are going to stick together and or we're going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. I think that was what Benjamin Franklin said. But it's a great line. And you're either going to fight on your feet or die on your knees. But you have a chance to survive if you'd stand and fight. No, I'm not talking about weapons. I'm talking about ideas. We're involved in a battle of ideas. I won't need to get people to understand the spiritual forces at work. Michael Kaufman has two excellent DVDs on global warming we carry. We carry his book, Rescuing a Broken America. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to get my sustainable development syllabus. Goes into this whole incredible scenario, and it concludes with an essay written by Michael Kaufman, which I think certainly covers what's going on very effectively, and certainly you can understand the wildland program. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest a talk we haven't mentioned for some time. It's called Forbidden Secret. And it comes with a syllabus. And it simply asks the question in George Bush's first inaugural address. He used twice this phrase, the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. He concluded with that statement. Do you remember? No, nobody ever commented on it. Who's the angel who rides in the whirlwind, and what storm is he talking about? His second address at the end, he talked about, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Ancient hope? Why would they be acting on an ancient hope? And what's this new order of the ages? Well, you want to get the forbidden secret, ladies and gentlemen, because George Bush was a member of a secret society. And his father was a member of a secret society. And his grandfather was a member of the secret society. It's called Skull and Bones, and it's a Luciferian organization. And if you doubt that, you can go to williamhkennedy.com, go to their website, and you can actually see a real film, inauguration, the initiation. The fellow took this risking his life, because I think they probably would have killed him if they'd known what he was doing. But you can actually see it there as the members of this, and there are only 15 each year, select people, the people who rule America, control the CIA, direct the course of our nation. People like William Buckley, people never mentioned William Buckley was part and parcel of this CIA, Skull and Bones. But, of course, so were the Bushes, and so was John Kerry, and so were so many of the key people. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radiolibertycom. We do hope that many of you, if you're in a position to, will join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out 5 hours every day and then our weekend program to over 60 outlets every single week. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. And we ask you to pray for John Stormer, our good friend, who was in the hospital this weekend. John's one of the great giants, and please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. David Kennedy. And Dr. Kennedy has been working at trying to expose one of the most incredible stories in the world, and he's been doing it for many years. Now, certainly our attention has been focused on the little 9-year-old girl who was shot there in Tucson, along with Gabby Giffords, and we feel so sorry for her and her family. But what would I have told you that there were hundreds of thousands of little 9-year-old girls who had their lives distorted, and they will never be normal because they have been intentionally and purposely and willfully and maliciously poisoned right here in the United States. In fact, the FDA recently, EPA, recently changed the status for water fluoridation. Water fluoridation, they announced, had poisoned 42% of the children in America, 42% have dental fluorosis. Now, what is that? That's white spots on the teeth. It means, of course, they've got an excess of fluoride, but, of course, that's only the external manifestation of that. That fluoride goes into every organ in the body. It goes into the bones. It softens the bones. It goes into the endocrine system. It alters the endocrine system. So all those little girls in those areas will start their menopause early. Have you ever wondered? It used to be that girls started their menopause, their puberty at 12 or 13. Now they're starting at age 9. And they knew when they first started this experiment that, of course, this was going to alter the endocrine system. But they had an agenda. They wanted to, in my estimation, poison the American people. Water fluoridation is all about children and their teeth and preventing cavities. No, ladies and gentlemen, they do very, very soon after that announced that that was the goal, that it really wasn't true, because the doctor who came up with this initially had hypothesized it was the fluoride in the water that prevented children in certain communities from getting dental caries. Then he found out it really wasn't the fluoride, it was the calcium. High doses of calcium in the developmental stages gave very, very hard teeth, and many of those teeth never did get cavities. But it wasn't the fluoride, and they knew it wasn't the fluoride. But there was an agenda. Basically, of course, the fluoride now we know affects the heart disease. We know, of course, it affects fertility. It lowers fertility, lowers sperm count, and it increases the incidence of Down's disease and the tragic families that in fluoridated areas. Of course, it affects the endocrine system. It affects every organ in the human body. But, of course, the most devastating thing, it lowers intelligence. They know all of these things. It produces ADD, ADHD. Down the line, as you get older, of course, the aluminum combines with the fluoride and this predisposes, I believe, to Alzheimer's disease. They know, certainly it combines with the mercury. All of these things are neurotoxic. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We think of this one little girl who died in Tucson in a tragedy. What about hundreds of thousands, millions of American children poisoned? And certainly the government has come forward and said, oh, yes, we found out we're giving too much fluoride. We're going to decrease the amount of fluoride to be used from 1 part per million to 0.72 parts per million. We've just been giving too much. Who is going to be punished for poisoning all those children? I haven't heard anybody talk about it. Our guest, David Kennedy, who's right on top of this battle, and he will give you all the answers to why this is going on and the devastating effects this has on our children, on our elderly, on our economy. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to poison the people intentionally? David Kennedy, go right ahead.
Well, that was a wonderful introduction, Dr. Stan, and you too have been trying to tell the people that it's not a good idea to put fluoride in the drinking water. It poisons everybody that drinks it, although slowly. It's kind of like cigarettes or something, just a little bit now and a little bit later, and pretty soon you need a new lung or something. The fluoride poisons bones, and what they just said, the EPA, is being prodded forward by a certain number of events over the last two decades. I can't believe how slowly they're moving. And then they come up with this complete malarkey that, one was not that good. 41% of the kids had dental fluorosis, so we're going to make it 0.72. I'm sorry. So we got 39% of the kids with dental fluorosis. That doesn't solve the problem, because there's dental fluorosis in communities that have no fluoride in their water whatsoever.
And, of course, the thing is that the dental fluorosis is simply a visual manifestation of the systemic poisoning. You've poisoned the child. You can see it, but you can't see all the other things, what it's doing to the endocrine system, what it's doing to the bones, what it's doing to the mind, what it's doing to the heart, the liver. Every organ in the body is poisoned by this fluoride, which is a poison.
Well, actually, there's a nice new study that just came out, and it's where they actually studied. Remember Roger Masters and Myron Copeland, how they always said that the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the agent they used to fluoridate the water supply, was causing blood levels to increase in children?
Well, now, did Rodgers and Masters... Oh, you're talking about Robin Masters.
No, Roger. Roger and Myron Copeland. But anyway, they came up with that, and that was the year 2000. And here it is, 2010, a nice article published in Toxicology by a bunch of investigators down in Brazil. And they did a very good job getting it published in an excellent journal, Elsevier. And it says very clearly that if you add hydrofluorosilicic acid to the drinking water of these rats along with lead, you create a threefold increase in the blood level of lead in the rats, and all the tissues go up in lead, including the teeth. So, they confirmed in an animal study exactly what Myers and Copeland had previously found in two studies of over 450,000 children. So it's not a question of are we poisoning the children, but who's going to be punished for it. I really think it's time for us to be talking about some of these people have been making statements that were false for a long time, and they've been making them in public forums, and I think it's time for us to say, oh, we're sorry we poisoned the children, and let's see who was responsible for that. And you'd have to go to the Center for Disease Control, where they have a whole army of dentists who go out and lie to communities, and in the public health department, where they have the public health dentists who go out and lie to communities.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Kennedy is talking about a study that's been done by Myers and Copeland pointing out that if you use hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, why, of course, it increases the level of lead. And they've done this in animal studies. And what did they find in the animals, of course, that where they've used this hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water?
They basically found huge levels of lead in the blood of the animals. The animals were exposed to lead. There's lead in their blood. You expose them to lead and fluoride, it tripled the amount of lead in their blood. And then the other tissues, the really enormous increase was in the teeth. And that the lead in teeth is associated with all manner of bad things in children. So it lower IQ and fracture and caries actually.
Well, of course, there's a fellow named Roger Masters. He's a sociologist at Dartmouth, and he took this study of the 450,000 children that they'd analyzed the amount of level of lead in their blood in communities where they had hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, and they didn't have hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. 450,000 children, the largest study ever done of any sort along this line. And Dr. Masters then analyzed those communities. And he found out, first of all, what Myers and Copeland found out was that in white children, it doubled the level of lead in the blood. In Hispanic children, it went up 400%. In black children, it went up 600%. And then he had compared, of course, he was a sociologist. He wanted to know what this did as far as activity is concerned, because lead produces lead encephalopathy and raids and criminal activity. And he found dramatic increase, certainly in the criminal activity among the blacks in the area where they were raised with, where water fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And he's published these articles. And the most amazing thing, David, nobody's ever paid any attention to them. And yet, of course, we know that today, one in every 33 adult Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. But among the black community of young men 21 to 31, why one in three is in prison, probation, or parole? And this is exactly what Dr. Robin Masters found. The scientific papers are there, and not a word of this ever gets out for the general public, because they want you to think that blacks are criminally active. Oh, my goodness, they're basic criminal activity. No, at all, we're poisoning them. We're poisoning their mind. Lead encephalopathy. There's no safe level of lead. And yet 450,000 children to study that demonstrated that we were increasing the lead in the blood of the children in areas where the hydrofluorosilicic acid is used in 90% of the fluoridated communities, and that's 67 or 68% of our communities today. And then we wonder why we have so many young black men in prison.
You say nobody paid any attention to it. Not in the United States. This study was done in Brazil, where they also fluoridate the water, and that these guys did a really good job, and they even mentioned the Masters and Copeland in this, and they said that they used concentrations in this merely as a confirmation of the hypothesis derived from epidemiological evidence from thousands of children. He's referring to Masters and Copeland in that one. So it's really clear that the policy that the government has adopted of adding hydrofluorosilicic acid to the water is also at least partially, if not totally, responsible for the decline in our society in the last 50 years, with the ever-increasing number of children that go out and commit violent crimes and drive-by shootings and kids that can't learn to read and write. I went to a one-room schoolhouse. I can tell you, there wasn't a kid in that first-grade class that couldn't stand up and read aloud, see dog run fast. And, you know, this maybe that's a learning disorder. What do you think? But we all got along fine, and it was a wonderful experience. We didn't have fluoride in our water supply, and we learned to read.
And I thought the pictures you took when you went to China were very revealing. We actually have the Dr. Kennedy's videos, but he went to China, and he went to one community where they had children where they had fluoridated water. And he went to another community where they had children who did not have fluoridated water. What was the difference that you noticed among those children?
Well, besides the fact that ones that had the natural fluoride in their water sat around like little potatoes, there was no life, no energy, no giggling, no laughing. It was really clear these were really dumbed-down children. They were oppressed by drinking a toxin in their water supply. And by the way, China doesn't fluoridate the water. This is natural fluoride in the water. And we went to areas that did not have the air pollution, because fluoride is also an air pollutant. And so we looked at just the areas that had trouble with water. And this is natural fluoride in the water. And boy, did it destroy their teeth and their bones. And what's interesting, one lady, she was fortunate enough to live in a community where they fixed the water supply when she was 20. The time she was 20, she's paralyzed. They fixed the water supply. She got good water. And by the time she's 40, she's walking around, but she's bent over. And what happens is the fluoride accumulates right in the lower lumbar spine, right where the hip joints connect to the spine. And that why it accumulates there, nobody has any idea. But there's an article recently in the medical journals in the United States about a lady in Independence, Missouri, that had so much fluoride in her lumbar spine that she, too, got bent over and crippled. And her clever physician figured it out. It was fluoride. She was getting it out of Lipton iced tea. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's natural fluoride. The stuff they're putting in the water for fluoridation is actually more toxic than natural fluoride. But the stuff in, you know, Lipton iced tea, in instant iced tea is concentrated, and they use, you know, high fluoride, and tea has high fluoride in it. So it ends up higher when you have instant. So it all forms will poison you. It's nice that the EPA has finally begun to admit that there was a little overdose in the children when the fluorosis is up to 41% of the kids, 42%. So,
but ladies and gentlemen, what they've admitted, for all intents and purposes, they poisoned almost all of the children, all of the children in the fluoridated areas, certainly. Well, how do you justify that? 42% of the children in the fluoridated areas have that, and Chris, they point out lots of other sources of fluoride. What they've been doing is they've been fumigating the wheat, and they allow, I think it was 200 parts per million of residual. That's about the amount in your toothpaste, and you're told if you eat the toothpaste, well, you should immediately, you know, go to a poison center. But they put that in the wheat that they used to make the bread. One thing I will say, apparently, according to Dr. Conrad, I got something from him, Dr. Conrad at fluoridealert.org, is that the government has finally said, you know, you're right, Paul. Oh, my goodness, we've been poisoning the wheat. Well, too bad. We're going to stop doing that. Or at least we'll consider stopping it. And certainly, I don't know if you got, did you get that information, David?
I did, and we have another, 80 days to comment on it. They put a 90-day public comment period. You can go on the EPA's website, and the name of the product is sulfural fluoride, and they approved absolutely enormous. You're right. Brush your teeth with your powdered eggs. Absolutely enormous levels of fluoride in food that they were fumigating when they import organic fruits and vegetables from Mexico. They were so afraid that some bug might survive that they take them down and dose them with a retentive pesticide. Oh, that's really good. And the levels were so high that's what the NRC report blew out of the water when they said that they voted unanimously to reject the EPA's MCLG, or the level that they said you could consume for a lifetime with no harm. They had used that to come up with that enormous level of pesticide in the imported fruits and vegetables that were fumigated.
Well, now the National Academy of Sciences came out with a report here about 2006, totally suppressed by the media. What did they basically say? What was that report?
And they you know, fluoride's a likely carcinogen, among other things. The one thing they were asked to say is the EPA's level, safe level, correct? And they voted unanimously. No, it is not a safe level.
And so, what did the EPA do?
Nothing for the next 6 years.
6 years, ladies and gentlemen. When the National Research Council comes out and says you're poisoning the people, and you say, "Oh yeah, fine, thank you very much."
I'll get back to you on that. Can I call 911 and say, "Hold, please"? So when the National Academy of Science said, you know, no, your MCLG is not correct, You could have knocked the EPA over with a feather. They always get the answer from the National Academy of Science they wanted in the past. Well, this time there were a few people that knew their stuff, and they basically convinced all the other people on the panel that that ain't right. That is what this recent pronouncement was about. But we got to keep after them because they're still lying. What they said was, oh, there seems to be, let me see if I can quote, pervasive overexposure to fluoride in the population with damage to bones and concerns about cancer and concerns about dental fluorosis. And so then they set a standard. They said, oh, don't have the water above 0.7 for fluoridation. CDC said that. Well, wait a minute. How many children at 0.7 parts per million get dental fluorosis? That's about 70% of the babies on a bottle get dental fluorosis at their new recommended improved level. If you're going to prevent it, you got to set it at a level where the kids don't get dental fluorosis, don't you?
Well, basically, Dr. Sauerheber, you know who he is. And
I know Richard, yeah.
We've had Richard on our program several times. He's been running a one-man campaign, setting petitions of the FDA, which they have to respond to within 30 days, by law, you know, saying you're poisoning the people. Well, they waited a year and a half or two, and then finally they came back and they said, look, we've people here, they've all gone over your material. Half of them think you're absolutely right that fluoride is a deadly poison, but the other half don't really want to take a position on it because it's been used for so long. So they want to send the responsibility to the EPA. And let the EPA, now this is the FDA saying, let the EPA decide. And the EPA says, well, you know, we've been going on for so long. Let the FDA, I mean, the FDA is not concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning your children. These are not simply bureaucratic, officials. There is a plan, and we've talked about putting something in the water to cut down on fertility. Put something in the food to cut down on fertility. And fluoride decreases fertility. They know that. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. David, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, not only does decrease...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. No health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called menopause support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side, and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to John316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
In water, drinking water is safe.
No, and there's lots of them showing it's harmful. The one that they repeatedly won in lawsuits over was that there are no broad-based blinded studies that are valid by today's standards of animals or humans that ever found a significant reduction in permanent tooth decay from the addition of one part per million fluoride to the drinking water. And none of the experts in fluoridation could come up with a single solitary study that fit that criteria, broad-based and blinded. Well, gee golly, now why are we dosing 3 million people with a substance that's never been approved, contaminated arsenic, and there are no studies even of animals showing that one part per million is going to be beneficial in reducing anything? It's going to be beneficial in increasing the medical bills and having kids with funny-looking spotted teeth and lots more teachers and guards, prison guards, police. We can hire those. Full employment for those. But that's a real drag on your society. Those people should be productive and making good things happen in our world, and they're not because we've damaged their brains with a stupid hazardous waste disposal program that helps the industry, but it doesn't help the citizens of this country at all. I think maybe sometimes people have had a little too much because, you know, how can you sit back and let that happen?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I've told this story about Robert Masters work a number of times. I had a very a nice black man, one of the leaders of the black community, contact me after he'd heard my talk about the discrimination against black and how, of course, the water fluoridation really targets the black community even much more so than the white as far as the toxicity of the brain. And, of course, the lead encephalopathy, their blood levels certainly are six times higher than the whites as far as the increase in the level of the blood, lead in the blood in the communities where they use hydroflow salicylic acid. And this black man called me, and I went over the details with him. He said he was going to get in touch with a group of black leaders, and they were going to bring this out. They wanted to know if I would come and talk to them, and I said, sure. But I had a suspicion, you know, that the black leaders, a lot of them are in on this whole thing. I never heard back. I mean, this fellow was very sincere, really wanted to get the word out. He was incensed at the thought that this was targeted at the blacks, which it is. They know 6 times increase in the level of the lead in the blood increases the lead encephalopathy and the rage and the criminal activity. And but the black leaders, for some reason, just aren't concerned. And you have to ask yourself, how much are they being paid just to go along with the scheme? And I really believe this is genocide. I believe, of course, it's this is why there's so many. One in every, and I said earlier, 1 in every 3 young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole today. And where is the outcry from our black leaders? And where is the outcry from our religious leaders? And it's not that they, at least some of the black leaders, don't know, because I was contacted by a man who told them. But, of course, nobody seems to want to take a stand. After all, the EPA has said it's all right. Well, the EPA really doesn't say it's all right. They say it's the FDA's responsibility. And the FDA says half the doctors there believe this is a terrible thing and they're poisoning the public, but the other half thinks it ought to be left up to the EPA. They're not that stupid, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning your children.
And I've got some good news for you, Stan. The black pastors have stepped up. The Black Pastors Association of Atlanta, Georgia.
Have they really?
They've stepped up, and I've just forwarded it to you. I didn't realize you didn't have it. It came out just yesterday. And they've stepped up, and they've said that they want some answers. They said they're calling it Fluoride Gate.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Maybe my message then did get through, because I was very emphatic with this.
I ran into a lady just back at the FDA hearings, and she said, "Oh, you're Dr. Kennedy." And I said, "Yes. Have I met you somewhere?" And she said, "I heard you on Dr. Stan's radio program."
Really? Oh, that's wonderful.
You're getting out there. Get around. But then, you know, the truth will get out. But, you know, it takes people like yourself to keep hammering it. Here's the good pastor is asking a certain number of questions that there are no good answers to. This from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Reverend William Owens. I think I said Atlanta, but it's Tennessee. And why wasn't the black community told blacks are disproportionately harmed by fluoride and fluoridated water? Nobody told me internally about this a year ago.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, David, you never know what effect it's going to have. You and I get on the radio and we talk, every month or two. And you never know who's out there listening or who's maybe here a rebroadcast. And it's an awesome responsibility, because if you say the wrong things, they can discredit you. But if you say the right things and you go over it again and again and again, I believe it, Chris, is a growing awareness. Dr. Paul Kahn is doing a great job. You're doing a great job. And we have half a dozen other people who've really taken this on as a crusade. But it is important. They are poisoning our children. And people had better get involved before they get a cancer or even worse. This is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest this afternoon is Dr. David Kennedy. And this evening, I should say, Dr. David Kennedy has been on the front lines of this battle for a long time, trying to get the information out. He has a couple of excellent DVDs. We carry both of them, Let the Truth Be Told, Part 1, Part 2. Each one contains 4 30-minute segments that can be shown on television. And certainly, David, do you mind if people copy those?
Copy them or buy them and get them bulk.
All right,
sell
fine.
Them out.
Okay, fine. Because we carry them, we think they're important. They're very, very well done. And so we want you to get the information out, and we want you to put them on public access television. And we've got to get this word out. They're poisoning our people. They're poisoning our children. Why would anybody be that cruel and inhumane? Well, so the any other new things? What's happening with this, the American Academy of Science? You were talking to me about some of the things that were in that report. I wasn't acquainted with. I haven't had a chance to read it. I'm just going to go over it now.
It's a 450-page report, so it'll put you to sleep. But it had a lot of good information. I particularly direct your attention to the endocrine chapter and the neurological chapter. The endocrine chapter, babies that are deficient iodine are harmed at minuscule amounts of fluoride, and that because iodine and fluoride work together. So if the baby is short of iodine, and that's a lot of children in the United States are short of iodine, especially poor children, and people that live away from the seacoast, the kid gets damaged by 1/100th of what's in the water supply. So there's just no reason to have it in the water supply. But I got to read you more from Reverend William Owen, the president of the Coalition of African American Pastors. He says that shortly after the NRC report was published, the CDC posted deep inside its website a statement about children potentially developing permanent staining of the teeth called dental fluorosis if fluoridated water is used to mix baby formula. Do you know how many million moms and dads are going to the kitchen sink every day to get water for the baby formula? This affects a lot of people. Why no press release? Why are poor families, what are poor families to do? They can't afford unfluoridated water.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Dr. David Kennedy, and he was simply reading to us the remarks of this black pastor in Tennessee. Would you start in all over again?
I can hear him saying it. You know, it's just like this is like coming right out of his mouth. He's a good man, but he says shortly after the NRC report was published, the CDC, and the CDC is the evil people in this, I'll put that in. Anyway, the CDC posted deep inside its website a statement about children potentially developing permanent staining of the teeth called dental fluorosis if fluoridated water is used to mix up baby formula. And he says, do you know how many millions of moms and dads are going to the kitchen sink every day to get water for the baby formula? This affects a lot of people. Why no press release? What are poor families to do if they can't afford unfluoridated water? How are they to learn about the information about fluorosis? How are they to pay to repair the damaged teeth? What about the kidney risk and the question of IQ impact? Does the Center for Disease Control really think that fluoride miraculously only affects teeth in the mouth and doesn't impact the rest of the body? He goes on. He's been working with children for decades. But anyway, he's a good man. But they are so wrong in adding stuff to the water supply because you can't control the dose when it goes to the kid. The baby gets way too much, and that's exactly what this dental fluorosis thing is. It's just evidence, proof positive that the baby is swallowing too much fluoride.
But of course, basically, certainly government agents, one government agency, and I think the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with this some time ago, saying, well, you know, if you actually have an infant in the house, well, you shouldn't mix the formula for your infant with fluoridated water because they're going to get too much fluoride, so you shouldn't use fluoridated water. Well, where are you going to get water then? You're going to have to go out and buy bottled water, you know, for you to mix the fluoride. And then they didn't bother to tell the children. They just put out this official announcement. Do you think any of the parents ever heard that the fluoride in the fluoridated water is going to be poisoning their children?
I don't think so. It reminds me of those IQ tests that they used to have. So what's the matter with this picture? You know, if you know that the fluoride is going to poison the baby, how's it going to do with your pet bird? Well, it's probably not that good for the pet bird either. Well, how about for the dog? Well, there is the problem there, too. Well, you know, it's like, should it dawn on me? I did the movie Poisoned Horses. You can watch excerpts on YouTube. It poisoned horses. Gee golly, listen up, folks. Don't you think that might be something wrong with the water if the dog and the horse get poisoned? And that, unfortunately, I can balance the budget. I know how we can save hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. We can just take the Center for Disease Control Dental Division and the FDA Dental Division and close them. They're not doing anything of value to the human population of this planet. And certainly not the citizens. They're not following their sworn oath to uphold the laws of this country.
I think they ought to be tried for crimes against humanity. I believe that this is genocidal programs. I believe that if they put it known intentionally, put a carcinogen in the in the water. They know it's a carcinogen, and they refuse to speak out. And there are people there who have spoken out and want to do something, and they're forbidden to speak publicly about it. This is the thing. Half of the, at least according to Richard Sauerheber, who you know very well, half of the FDA scientists who reviewed his material agreed that this was wrong, that they were harming children, harming the population with fluoridated water. But the other half said, well, we don't want to take a position and be controversial. So we'll let the EPA, and the EPA said, well, it's not up to us, it's the FDA. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on for over 50 years, 60 years now. They've been poisoning our population. They know what they were doing. They knew the original study affected the heart. They knew the original study affected girls as far as their puberty is concerned. And they knew very, very soon that it did not decrease the incidence of dental fluorosis in children. It was all a lie. But a lie told often enough and convincingly enough will be accepted by the masses and by the doctors and the dentists, because they never hear the truth. And that's why I do what I do, and why certainly Dr. Kennedy does what he does. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. David, would you like to get your website out? I know you don't have a website, but why don't you refer some good people to good websites?
You can watch me on a new website. Just put me talking to the city council up. It's SWSDW, San Diego Safe Drinking Water. SD, San Diego, SDW, San Diego Safe Drinking Water. At .org, and you watch me talk to the city council. I offered the San Diego City Council $10,000 in gold if they would hold a valid risk assessment, and I would invite 10 experts. They could invite 10 experts, and we'd spend a week just going over all the evidence of safety and harm and establish a level of exposure to fluoride that would be safe for the population of San Diego. Of course, they didn't take any of my money, because the minute you start putting a baby into the calculation, and I've given my poison baby talk a couple times, so they got it. They know they're poisoning the babies. That they know that the equation's going to come out kind of bad, because you can't protect the baby and have anything in the water. And they're trucking this stuff in from Mexico and China and Florida. So the risk assessment just totally falls apart. And now we got the nice new study of the rats that confirmed what Masters and Copeland found in the blood levels of lead in children.
Would you mind sending me that?
It's in your email box right now.
All right, fine. Well,
I just got a copy of it myself, and it's a really well done study. They very carefully evaluated the amount of what the Masters and Copeland found out, and so they basically set up a rat study to see if it really happened in animals. And by golly, when you add fluoride and lead, or actually they used hydrofluorosilicic acid and lead, you triple the amount of fluoride in the bloodstream of the rats over the rats that were exposed to lead. And, of course, they're 75-fold higher than the rats that didn't have any exposure. But over the controls, there was a huge increase. And they found that consistently through all the tissues in the body, from the tooth enamel. They did tooth enamel, they did bone, they did dentin, they did the outside of the bone, the outside layer of the bone, and the highest level of lead fluoride they found was in the outside layer of the teeth enamel, and actually so high that other studies indicate that the rats should be getting cavities pretty soon, because lead actually accelerates tooth decay. So it's a myth that swallowing fluoride is going to do anything good to your teeth.
Well, I think it's vitally important. We have the scientific facts. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you go to your dentist, and if your dentist ignores you, say, I'm going to find a dentist who cares about people. If you're not going to look at the scientific studies, there are lots of dentists out there who would at least look at them and evaluate them. And certainly, I have what I think is an excellent talk. It's called The Hidden Agenda, and we've got a syllabus with it. It's got all sorts of scientific studies, and you go through that, and if you're not convinced that this is there's a real problem, why, well, you will be, believe me. Let's go to Nick, who's calling us from Carmel. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Morning, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. I hope you're enjoying the program.
I very much so, and I never get tired of the subject. I was just talking to a friend of mine back east, and his wife has hypothyroidism, and now I've been talking to him for the last few years about the fluoride in their water in Connecticut. And he asked me today about a central filter that you can put to the incoming water supply to the house. Of course, I know about the Birkfeld, the big Berkey. I have one myself. But could the Dr. Kennedy recommend a filter that basically you put at the incoming water main coming into the house, so you filter all the water? Because, you know, if you take a shower, you're absorbing just as much.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do, and there's two thoughts. One is that although there are lots of filter companies, that when Dr. Sauerheber, you had him on your program, started testing, he found that they don't live up to their advertised performance. And what you can do is you can protect the water you drink, but you can't protect yourself from the shower water and the bath water. And so that's why I say, you know, that it, you know, some people are spending $10,000-$15,000 on water filtration systems. Stop that. Take that money and go down and start your own community of safe water group and get it out of your water supply. If you have that kind of money to spend on a filter for your own lips, remember, this is your country, and if you don't fight for it, you lose it. And so step up to the bat and go ahead and start fighting to make the municipality responsible for what they're damaging your water supply with. Is that they don't? There are many good strategies. My friend Jeff Green, he's been on your program many times. It will help you find a champion. If you find a champion on your city council, you can just ask a series of questions of the manufacturers. You know, where's the data you submitted to get your certificate of approval? And they say, what do you want that for? Because they don't have any data. All the data shows that hydrofluorosilicic acid is real bad. And so there is a strategy to stop it. But I say, you know, you can't go out and buy a $10,000 machine to hook on your house. You could, actually. The ones they use on diesel-powered ships that run desalination plants, those would do a good job of getting the fluoride out. But, you know, that takes a lot of energy. You know, you think about your carbon footprint.
Nick, let me share with you. I've been working on this because David knows Richard Sauerheber, Dr. Sauerheber, and we've been working with him, and we have got a company that actually has an inexpensive, and it costs you about $1,000 to set up this system for your entire house. You can get it to the sink for, it depends on how extensive you want to get to, from about $200 to $350, but for the entire house, it'll be about $900, as I recall. Anyway, you could give us a call offline. Do you know our number, Nick?
Yeah,
you can call us at
800-805. The regular order line?
Yeah, and I'll call you back, and I'll give you the information. We've been working on this for some time. And this company, Dr. Sauerheber, has actually checked their water. He says this is the only one that will get the fluoride out, and basically because it uses a Scotch bone char. And he says he's checked every one of them. And certainly the Berkey works well in Northern California, but not in Southern California because the water is too alkaline. Now, it works great for everything, but the fluoride's hard to get out. This is amazing, and, you know, we've been agonizing over this for a long time. And certainly, you know, how many people can afford these expensive items, $10,000. But this is affordable, and I think you'll be fascinated by it. You call me off the air, and we'll get some more information, okay?
Okay, very good.
And
thank
so
you
we're,
so much.
We're,
that's good news.
We haven't said anything because we wanted to have everything in place, and I need to learn a lot more about it. But this is the product that Dr. Sauerheber has checked and says that it really works. This is what he uses. And, of course, anybody who understands what this is all about is really going to want to be able to protect themselves. Certainly, with the regular water filters, you know, the Berkeys do great for everything, and the post filters will take it out. But that's just for your drinking water. and certainly in certain areas, if the water is alkaline, it doesn't work. Anyway, anything else, Nick, before we let you go?
Oh, I had a, the other day on the local radio stations out of Salinas, they had a dentist on as a guest, local dentist, and he made the statement, you ready for this one, that the fluoride, basically what it does, he said, is combined with the minerals, and basically it rebuilds the teeth.
Well, basically, what? How would you respond to that, David?
Well, I
was in shock when I heard that one.
That's part of the myth. He's making a pretty good parrot. He's just telling you back what some jerk in the front of the class told him when he was in school.
Ask him if he wants a cracker next time he goes on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Diana calling from Aptos. Hi, Diana. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm all right. I want to know if fluoride has any has any effect in hyperactivity.
That's what Mullinex found in rats. If they got a single burst of fluoride, like going to the dentist and getting a topical fluoride treatment when the dam was pregnant, that the pup was permanently hyperactive. You know, running around biting the other rats and just a crazy rat.
Permanently.
From a single, they she couldn't reverse it. So that becomes important because the next experiment she gave animals after they were born doses of fluoride, and she created little couch potatoes.
But that was
reversible. They could take the fluoride away, and the rat got up and started playing football or whatever. So.
And Diana, because Phyllis Molinex came out for that, she was working through a division at Harvard. She was blacklisted, could never get another job, at least in that field again. And actually, of course, in this one of these DVDs we have, Dr. Kennedy put out, he interviews Phyllis Molinex. We've interviewed her. She's in our four-tape set on fluoride. If you tell the truth, they'll go after you.
Yeah.
They can only silence you for so long, and there's a really, really big crack in the old facade of how safe fluoride is, because 41% of the kids with dental fluorosis.
But, of course, basically there are an awful lot of people who had their lives ruined because they told the truth. But right now, Diana, this is what's so exciting. We have a voice, and of course, we're reaching other people and other talk show hosts, and basically you have to learn how to counter these dentists and say, where is the scientific study for what you have just said? Could you simply give me that? Could you show me one scientific study that shows that the use of hydroflow salicylic acid is beneficial? What do they use fluoridating your community? Is it sodium fluoride or hydroflow salicylic acid? You don't even know? And then why are you advocating we don't even know? Over there in Watsonville, they're going to put in. You ask them what they're going to put in, they won't tell you. The people on the city council don't know, and I hope the people will get together and sue the city. And sue the city because they're poisoning the people. We're going to have to do something, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning the American people.
And what about bipolar? Would it have an effect on a person?
What do you think? Do we have any information on
it's
that?
It's going to aggravate. I think the court cases said it aggravates existing illness. So if there's a tendency toward anything, you know, diabetes was one of the things they talked about. Yes, it's going to aggravate it because it's an oxidant. It's going to cause the inhibit enzymes. That's how it causes the dental fluorosis.
All of these things are poison to the brain. Certainly aluminum, mercury and fluoride, and you get all three of them together.
And lead, don't forget the lead.
And don't forget the lead, right. And, of course, there is no safe level of lead, and they know when they use the hydroflow salicylic acid in the water lines where it takes the lead out of the bronze, it takes the lead out of the solder, and it increases the level of the lead in the blood of little black children six times over. Six times what it does in the white. I wonder why nobody talks about that.
Wow.
Anything else, Diana?
No. God bless you, Dr. Stan, and thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You get all those people out there in Aptos listening, will you?
I am. I'm actually called. The first question was for my girlfriend in Felton, who doesn't even have a radio.
Okay, fine. Well, she can listen on the telephone now.
Well,
She's got an iPhone.
I had the receiver out so she could listen.
Okay, God
bless. Thank you. God bless
you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Fine. You're getting around there.
What's that?
I told you your news was getting out there.
Well, we've got a lot of loyal listeners, and people get we just need a lot more, and we just got to get it. It's our message is your message, you know, and we try to get the people on who are outstanding experts in their field, and when you stop and think of the terrible things they're doing to American people, why, it's really unbelievable. Well, David, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to thank you again for having me on and letting me share with you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
And there is a hidden agenda. And then, of course, the two DVDs we have, they're each 2 hours long, broken into 4 segments on each one, Let the Truth Be Known, the Dr. David Kennedy's. We've got a couple of 4-tape sets. We've got the book, The Fluoride Deception. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out. It's vitally important that people understand they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our young girls. They're poisoning little 9-year-old girls, and they're poisoning their reproductive system because they're going into puberty at 9 years of age, 9 years and 9.5 years of age, because they're poisoned reproductive system, the endocrine system. They're poisoning the thyroid because they're lowering the intelligence. And there are all sorts of studies, both in humans and in animals, showing lower intelligence with the fluoride. And then Barack Obama wants to get our kids educated so they can compete. Our kids can't compete because China is selling us the hydrofluorosilicic acid. To use to poison our children. Isn't that nice of them? They want to get rid of it, so they're quite willing to poison our children. And of course, Barack Obama meets with Mr. Who. They know exactly what's going on. Why do you think they're smiling so much? They just don't want the American people to know. Remember, Barack Obama sat for 20 years in the congregation of Reverend Wright. Reverend Wright was his minister who used to say, G.D. America. G.D. America. GED America is the source of all the problems in the world. And much of what he said was correct. But the thing is, he hated America. He didn't want to try to save it and rectify it. He wanted to destroy it. And his parishioner, his student, his close friend lives in the White House today. And then we wonder why we're having so many problems. Do you think that Barack Obama can get up and tell you what he's really doing? Can he get up and tell you that those green jobs he's going to be creating are over in China? Can he really tell you that the purpose of 80% of our energy coming from green energy is to deindustrialize America and impoverish the American people? Of course he's not going to say that, but that's what it's about. Well, you need to get the information on water fluoridation. This is an excellent subject. And again, the hidden agenda, the talk, the DVD, two DVDs by Dr. Kennedy, Let the Truth Be Known, Part 1, Part 2. The two four-tape sets on water fluoridation, the book, The Fluoride Deception. That's a good place to start. You'll have enough information to really get started there, and we have so much other information on this subject. You need to get it. We actually have Robin Masters. We bound his articles, and you can get those off the Internet. But, of course, if you need to get them from us, we put them together simply because we want them to get out. Dr. Robin Masters was the one who supervised this study of 450,000 children, went over this, utilized this, compared the areas where they had hydrofluorosilicic salicylic acid in the water and where they didn't, and, of course, found that marked increase of crime among blacks in those areas. So next time you hear about some young black man doing something irresponsible and killing someone, or that creates criminal activity, a lead encephalopathy, maybe we ought to check his brain and find the level of lead that was introduced by the wicked people at the FDA and the EPA, who are part of this whole agenda of really hating blacks. There really are people who hate blacks, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the Tuskegee study? We've got a wonderful four-tape set on that. You remember O.J. Simpson, where they framed an innocent man? We have a four-tape set on that. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 25 January 2011 Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for always wanting to know more. We commend you for listening to non-entertainment radio. That's right. You are listening to radio that educates, and that's why you're here today. Thank you so very much. Sometimes we're the teacher, sometimes we're the student, and we find that out at the Power Hour. But you are really, really appreciated and welcome at the Power Hour Radio Show. Today we're going to be talking about more solutions, more answers, and Agenda 21. That's right. Catherine Bleich and John Bush will be joining us today. There are a number of fusion offices around the country. You may be aware of those, you may not. We're going to talk about that. In the news section, though, we're going to be talking about the foreign trade zones.